Volunteers of America helper Rodney Cunningham is unloading boxes of Thanksgiving food for low-income families. He'll be getting a box himself to feed his four children and his grandchildren.
This Thanksgiving box is very important because I don't receive food stamps or anything, so this is the only way I will be able to get a turkey and the other things that's going with it.
Cunningham and other volunteers are sorting the food into 1,500 baskets, ready to deliver on Thanksgiving Day. The baskets will be filled with all sorts of tasty treats that make up a traditional Thanksgiving meal. This year, Cunningham says the demand has been greater than ever.
One of the reasons why it's really important, because right now, the economy is pretty bad. And a lot of people have a great need for extra food or for food, period. They don't have much food at all.
Jim White is director of community affairs at the charity. He says local residents donate the food.
These individuals donated over 148 tons of food, but it takes a huge amount of food, as you can imagine, to do 1,500 Thanksgiving baskets complete with stuffing and cranberries and pumpkin, and then fresh produce, and then they're all topped off with a 15-pound frozen turkey.
Thanksgiving, he says, isn't just about eating well.
Whatever your situation is, we all have a lot to be thankful for. And Thanksgiving should be viewed as a verb, not a noun. And what better way to give thanks than to help somebody out that you know is struggling right now.
Making sure people get a good Thanksgiving dinner is, for Cunningham, the best part of his work.
Are they very happy, very blessed, and it makes me feel good to see the smiles on their face, you know. It's like you can see their stomach get big, you know, that they're full. Yeah.
And that, he says, is what drives him to keep volunteering. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, Denver.